Hello and welcome to the podcast. I am Claire Solon and this is my podcast co-host,
Georgie Crawford.
This is the podcast that guarantees you plenty of aha moments and lovely white smiles thanks to our favourite toothpaste, Colgate Max White Ultra. We love partnering with Colgate Max White Ultra because we've seen the results and it really does deeply whiten your teeth in just 3 days. Just ask the Soul Sisters.
Yes, this season we are putting Colgate Max White Ultra directly into the hands of the Soul Sisters. So, Claire, a little story. A couple of weeks ago, I was down in my local post office, sending out Colgate Max White Ultra to the Soul Sisters. But a Soul Sister of mine works in the post office. Her name is Chelsea. I was telling her what I was doing. She loves the podcast. And she said, I keep meaning to try Colgate Max White Ultra. I said, Chelsea, you've come to the right woman. Try this. Let me know what you think. And we'll read out your review on the podcast. So her review is in Soul Sisters. Chelsea's review, let me get it up here. Hey Georgie, I just wanted to let you know that I absolutely love the Colgate Max White toothpaste. OMG, I can't get over how it has made my teeth whiter without making my teeth feel super sensitive. It's brilliant and I'll defo be recommending it to all the gals. Thank you so much, Chelsea, for that incredible review. And listen, Chelsea has to smile every single day at so many customers. So I'm glad that we could help make her and her customers' days a little bit brighter.
Don't forget, Colgate Max White Ultra is available in Dunnes, Tesco, Super Value and pharmacies nationwide. And just for a little bit of transparency, as we were just giving you that Colgate read, Georgie was trying to keep her new beautiful earbuds, brand new 50th generation earbuds in her ear. So she was like you were like a bobbing.
It's multitasking. It's something that, you know, my husband certainly can't do. Something I do proudly every single day. Okay, Claire, we've so much to get into this week. I have so many incredible points to bring to you on the podcast today. But first of all, how are you? How was your week?
Do you know what? I'm still in a massive love bubble since India. And I would say over the 8 years that I've traveled to India, it hasn't always been the case. Sometimes I've come home and I have just kind of plunged into a little bit of darkness. But actually all this week, I've been massively buoyant. And I got a really good dose of perspective this weekend because I took part in the Big Sleep Out 2025, which is connected to, you know, that I do some work for Tooting Community Kitchen, the food bank, and also the food stalls down in Clapham and Tooting. So every year they take part in this sort of a wider charitable event where they decamp to Wimbledon AFC Stadium. And along with loads of other volunteers from across the borough of Wandsworth, we all slept out for a night and raised money for the charities.
What's it like to sleep, to wake up in the middle of the night and to be outside?
It was... So we all got some cardboard to sleep on and we brought our duvets and some of us have brought our sleeping bags. It's much milder at the moment over here than it has been in previous Novembers. So a lot of people did say, look, even though it was difficult, it wasn't as difficult as it has been before. But that's exactly the point. You wake up in the middle of the night and, you know, it takes you a couple of seconds to come to. And you're like, why is my hip so sore? Why am I my toes are freezing. My nose, my face is freezing. It was a really humbling experience, actually. And into the bargain, I had my period, so I had really bad cramps. And thankfully, I had brought my Feminex with me, so I was able to like down two to stop the pain. But again, that was just another reminder for women who are on the streets. And A, like I could jump up and use the bathroom in the stadium where they couldn't. Mm. And also if they're struggling with pain, the likelihood is they don't have pain relief on, you know, on tap. So really good bonding experience also for us volunteers, because we'd see each other kind of semi-regularly when we're at the stalls, giving out hot food at, in the evenings. So big shout out to Daniel in particular, who is the king of Tooting Community Kitchen. He is he rallies the troops with a smile. He's at every event. He's just he's the quintessential excellent volunteer.
And at least you're trying to relate in some way and trying to get a perspective. So well done, Claire. And I'm sure there's loads of Irish people in London who listen to this podcast. That's where they can find you if they feel like volunteering. Head down there.
I was just going to say that, Georgie, because oftentimes there are not enough volunteers. And particularly now as the weather gets colder and we're ramping up towards Christmas, we will need more people. So if you are in Southwest London or even further afield and fancy travelling, we have a Wednesday stall, we have a Saturday evening stall in Tooting, and we have a Saturday night stall in Clapham. So if you Google Tooting Community Kitchen, you'll find me and the Rebels there. So that was me this weekend. What's been going on with you? You were under the weather last time we spoke.
I have been so sick for 10 days. 10 days. Now, this is part of my trauma. Every time I get sick, I think I'm dying, which makes me a kind of difficult person to be around. Well, Jamie's life is difficult when I'm sick. Poor man. I just had a tummy upset, whether that was food poisoning, whether it was a bug. I think we've landed on food poisoning. And I died for a week. Anyway, what it taught me, number one, take your probiotics. Because as soon as I started taking my probiotics, I started to feel better yesterday, but it took me a week to kind of catch up with myself, to try and help myself, because I think I was in a state of absolute panic for so long. So I started taking my probiotics. I felt instantly better. But I had this conversation with Pia while she was going to bed last night. So she's in third class now. She's kind of getting a little bit sassy. Like, you know, she's leaning into her personality a little bit more and becoming her own person, which is incredible to see. But last night, like, Pia loves school and she loves her friends. She loves her teachers. She loves the routine. She loves her folder, her lunchbox, her water bottle. Like, she's the perfect student. But last night when she was going to bed, she was like, oh, you know what? School tomorrow, you know? And I thought it was really funny because I know deep down she actually loves going to school. But what I said to her last night, because this is what the last kind of week has taught me, and sometimes we need such a reminder, even though I live in a place of such gratitude for my life every single minute of every single day. But last week I couldn't eat anything. Okay. And I just realized how much of my life revolves around food. I have never restricted food. I've never been on a diet. I love food. And over the course of 2 weekends that I was sick, I couldn't do the usual rituals that myself and Jamie has, which is like make fish on a Friday and have a few nice like picky bits with a glass of wine. And then on a Saturday, we watch The Wheel and we have our guacamole and just all of these things that we do that I couldn't do. And I felt like I was kind of on the outside looking in. So last night when Pia said to me, I really don't want to go to school tomorrow, I thought, yeah, Pia, Mondays are hard, but how lucky are we that we are waking up to a normal Monday tomorrow? And I said to her, you know, when I was sick, and we talk about when I was sick, not too often, but often enough so that she's aware. And she said, yeah. And I said, well, I had to go to hospital every Monday. Why did you have to go to hospital on Mondays? And I said, well, I had to go in and get my medicine. that was my chemotherapy. And I said, I used to hate Mondays before I got sick, Pia. But then when I was getting my medicine in hospital every Monday, I thought to myself, whoa, I really took for granted all of those normal Mondays. And I said, you know, the way I haven't been well for the last week and I haven't been able to eat my dinner or enjoy our food. She said, yeah. And I said, I took it for granted that I could just eat normally every single day. Said it's only when these events or days are taken away from us that we actually appreciate them. So tomorrow when you get up and you get to be healthy, have your breakfast, go see your friends, get your homework, play at lunch break, I was like, you need to appreciate these moments because we can't take them for granted. She said, oh, okay, oh, right. And she went off to sleep. But I thought, I'm really lucky that I get to teach my children lessons like that. But it was such a lesson for me over the last week, how much the simple things we take for granted every single day.
It's true. And with sadly, it's only in those moments when they are taken away that we get the perspective we need. You know, if somebody in our lives gets sick or something happens, you drop everything. Life as you know it ceases to exist. And that's why little moments like 10 days of gastroenteritis or, you know, for me, sleeping rough for Saturday night, one night in 365, is enough, if you are self-aware enough, is enough to power you, to galvanize you back into really honoring your life as it is.
Oh, I love that. Honoring your life as it is. And Olivia Hunt spoke about that on our podcast. Listen, I'm still getting messages every week about this podcast with Olivia Hunt. I'll actually link it in the show notes if you haven't listened. But she says that she honors her life every single day. And I remember asking her, like, what does that mean to you? What do you mean you honor your life every single day? But Jesus, it's such a question to ask ourselves. And we're about to get into the silly season, as it's called, where we are going to be pulled in every direction, spoiled for choice, overindulgence, high energy. Let's just honor our lives in the way we want to in the lead up to Christmas. And that actually brings me really nicely into the next thing I want to talk to you about, Claire. So I don't know about you, but since the clocks have changed, I have found myself on the countdown to bedtime from 5:30 every evening now.
Yes, yes.
I have been in bed. Last week, I went to bed a number of nights at 8:30. Two of the nights, Tally was still awake. Jamie had to look after her because, you know, I was sick and I couldn't stay up. But got me thinking, right? We look at November sometimes like it's a waiting room for Christmas. And we start getting ourselves worked up. We've got that fight or flight mode kind of kicking in, the panic, the Christmas lists, the decorations, the plans, all of these things that we start getting worked up about really early. So we are still weeks and weeks from Christmas. And what I've decided to do this year is to honor November for what it is, an entire month. We have a unique opportunity in November to not be in the waiting room for December. November is its own thing. And so I am going to use November to truly nourish myself. And I was talking about this on social media yesterday. So what am I going to do in November to actually replenish, to nourish myself, to make myself feel good? Because we have 30 days and a unique opportunity to go into a little mini hibernation. And so if you feel yourself getting affected by the Christmas songs in the shops, the Christmas decorations creeping in, also no shade if you put up your Christmas tree in November, you do you. But for me, Christmas doesn't start till December. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set a boundary. I'm going to ask myself, how do I want to feel in November? And that is rested, replenished, nourished. And I'm really going to step into that and let November be its own thing, its own 30 days, and stop using it as a waiting room for December.
That's interesting that you've been focusing and thinking about November, because I've been doing the same thing independent of you. And here's what I've come up with. Yes. You're right. In terms of, like, since I got home from India, which feels like a month ago now, but it's only, you know, a week, I have also been going to bed even earlier than 8:30, like 6:37 I was in bed. The cat was just looking at, the cat does a drive-by past my bedroom door, looks in like, who are you? And walks on out the cat flap. If you are feeling in any way, particularly from my perimenopausal gals, if you're feeling in any way drained, tired, stiff, and whatever else you're feeling, just get into bed, get in, close your eyes, turn the podcast off, put the book away, sleep, and just imagine as you're falling to sleep how much restoration is going to go on in your body in those great hours of sleep, 8-9 hours. The other thing I thought about November is like it's preparation for January. You know, the way we get around and we're like in January and we're like, oh, like New Year's resolutions and what am I going to do? Those first 3 months of the year for me are always a dark time. Like, you know, I suppose actually and metaphorically a little bit. So I was thinking I was going to use November with this kind of last gust of 2025 energy to plan my January, to plan my new year and say, what is it I want to achieve in 2026? So now that's what's going to happen. I have a little journal beside on my coffee table beside the couch and another one beside my bed where I'm just going to scribble stuff down and then begin to sort of make plans that I can action come January rather than having to make plans in January and then action them.
Yeah. And like, just because a shopping centre decides it's Christmas now doesn't mean that we have to now be in Christmas.
Yes.
Like, let November be its own wonderful month.
It's true.
Like a chance to sleep and like, look after ourselves and make nice dinners and stay in. So it's the news we've all been waiting for. Who is going into the I'm a Celebrity Jungle? Do you watch that every year?
Do you know what? I kind of sort of, I'm adjacent to it. It kind of feels like my job to watch. And so therefore I don't watch religiously, but I inevitably get pulled into conversations about it and then I'm in.
Yeah, it's like the biggest TV show in England, right?
It is, yeah, it's huge.
So Vogue Williams is going in. The news that we have all been hoping for. Vogue in the jungle. How do you feel about this?
I loved it. When I saw her, I just thought, fair play. Look, the brass tacks of this, it's a great payday. It can really turn your career around. Not that she needs that, but it can supercharge your career. Like, you know, Vernon Kay being the best example of that. You know, he was sort of, you know, in the TV wasteland or the media wasteland a little bit. And then really good turn on I'm a Celeb. And then suddenly got himself a show on Radio 2 and is back on our telly screen.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So I think it's great. I think, look, she's already massively proved herself to be a formidable woman, married to Spencer, you know, three amazing kiddies, and then obviously ghosted is just an absolute triumph. So I think I'm delighted. I'm really looking forward to seeing her, and I'm really looking forward to seeing a little bit of Irish in there.
Yeah, and I think as well, the connection to the royals. Not taken away from how incredible Vogue is, and she absolutely 100% would be on the show with a royal connection or not. But it's a little bit of a fascinating part of her life that I feel like she doesn't talk about. So are they hoping that she might just say one or two things about her sister-in-law, Pippa Middleton, who's Kate Middleton's sister?
I imagine that is by design that she says nothing. So look, she may allude, or if she's asked a question like, do you see them much or do you hang out with them much? But I imagine that is it's a directive, I'd say, that you know, because the Middletons isn't there a rogue Middleton uncle?
Yes.
Carol's brother, I think, was going to go into Big Brother, and then suddenly, like at the 11th hour, he suddenly didn't go in.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wonder. But look, I think Vogue is a
super rogue Middleton. There's always a rogue, isn't there?
Yeah. There's always one member of the family that can't be trusted. But yeah, not Vogue Middleton, Rogue Middleton. But I'm looking forward to her because, you know, she's been being in close proximity to Joanne has made her like come to life and really brought her own humor out. So I think we're going to see a really funny version of her. Who else is going in there?
Okay, I have it here. Who else is going in there? Someone called Angry Ginge, which I feel like is the opposite to you. You're Zen Ginge. Have you ever heard of this Angry Ginge person?
I don't think I have. Probably an influencer or something, is it?
Yeah, social media influencer. We have, oh, this is good, Jack Osborne, son of Ozzy, just lost his dad, actually has MS. Did you know that about Jack?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was diagnosed like a good 10 years ago. Oh. We have Kelly Brook.
Ah.
So good. Martin Kemp.
Martin Kemp. Sexy older dude.
Sexy older dude. And random fact about Martin Kemp is he can't eat his dinner unless he's cleaned fully up in his kitchen first.
You're joking.
I don't know where I heard this, but like he makes his dinner and he has to fully clean the kitchen before he starts eating it.
I wonder, did you hear that on Dish?
Was he on Dish?
He was on Dish and like
then I've heard it on that. Then it's that.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's he like in real life? Is he a big hunk or what?
Oh yeah, he's so suave. So suave. I also have a little penchant for his son, Roman, as well.
Do you? No, Roman's too young for me.
Not for me.
Okay, who else is going in? Ruby Wax.
Oh, that'll be good.
Two people from Emmerdale. And then, you know, the way they just drop in like two big names. So there'll definitely be two people that they're keeping a secret that will be dropped in at a later stage. Cannot wait.
Big thank you to Colgate for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Did you know, unlike regular whitening toothpaste that only removes surface stains, Colgate Max White Ultra also removes deep-set stains embedded in the enamel over time to deeply whiten your teeth in just 3 days. And when you use it continuously twice a day, you will definitely see the results. Most importantly, it's the number one brand recommended and trusted by dentists, backed by science and dental professionals, and we love it. Because we and the Soul Sisters know it actually works. So
just ask Chelsea.
Just ask Chelsea. So have you got a reason to smile this week, George?
It happened last night. Okay, so normally now, full transparency as a parent, by Sunday night, you're like, go to bed.
Yeah, you can.
Stop talking. Like, leave me alone. But last night, so... No one is more aware of Pia's energy than Tali. So Tali's two now, and she's really aware of what mood Pia's in, if Pia's playing with her, if Pia's ignoring her, if Pia's fobbing her off. So Pia last night by 6 o'clock was feeling quite like myself and Jamie. We were a little bit worn out. We were on the 3000th game of hide and seek. So Pia had my computer set up on a coffee table and she was watching her little TV program and just really enjoying her lovely half an hour to herself. Tali was sitting beside me and she kept looking over at Pia. She's ignoring me. She's not playing with me. She's not talking to me. So what she did was she scooted off the couch, walked over to Pia, stood in front of her, and Pia said, Tali, leave me alone. I'm trying to watch my program. And do you know what Tali did? Pushed the laptop closed
and just walked off.
The sass of this 2-year-old, she just went over, boom, closed the laptop, walked away, sat down and looked at Pia and said, you just try me.
Oh, Tal. Absolute clicks for you, sweetheart. Well played.
Our little Georgian princess. We love her so much. Keeping us all accountable. But it made us all smile. It made Jamie smile. It made me smile. And it made Pia smile too.
So I wanted to say thanks to some of the Soul Sisters who've been in touch with our Soul Sisters hotline. You all remember the number, don't you? It's really easy to remember. It's
yeah,
just
just rolls off the tongue.
It's a real simple 1-800 Soul Sisters number. It's if you would like to get in touch, jokes aside, +44 7375 716 162. Marie was in touch. Hi girls, loving the weekly shows. Just wondering if gluten-free Hobnobber has an Insta page. As a celiac, was going to follow her but can't find her. So got on to gluten-free Hobnobber, told her Marie had been in touch, and she said she's taking it into consideration. So
fabulous.
Watch this space.
Stay tuned. That's a reason to tune into season 9 next year.
This is season 9.
What? Whoa, time flies, guys.
Wow, guys. So this is from Kira. Claire and Georgie, this was on Tuesday, the 28th of October. That was possibly the best episode yet. Thanks, Kira. She said, I haven't run in years. I'm more of a spinner bike gal. But you know what? You've inspired me to take it back up, and you might see me in New York yet.
Wow.
So come on, the gals. And then Ali has been in touch. So Ali is in her late 40s. Let me summarize her message. She's a single mum, and she, I think, is probably in that bracket of soul sisters, and there are so many of us, who get to a stage in their life where they realize they don't really have a friendship group. They don't have people who they socialize with very regularly. They kind of second guess themselves in the dating space. And, you know, you kind of trying to bring yourself out for a meal in a local restaurant, and then you're like, I'll just order in. So she would love a bit of advice. And actually, she said she's coming along to the NCH Christmas show. And she said, I'm looking for where to eat and arriving alone to Georgie's Christmas show this year, and wondering if others who were also soul sisters going solo that night would like to meet before, so we could get to know each other and head to the show together.
Wow. Because there's loads of, so the Christmas show is on the 6th of December, the National Concert Hall. And there's loads of individual seats dotted around the concert hall available. And I'm always like to people, come alone, you know, you won't feel alone. But isn't that a great idea? So if anyone has a solo ticket, send us a message. I'll leave a link for our WhatsApp in the show notes. And we can hook you up with each other.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, how fun would that be? Organizing to either have a drink before the show and a meal afterwards, or vice versa. I think there will be so many people. And as you say, when you're in the auditorium itself, it doesn't feel like you're alone. But how fun would it be to know that you'd spent a couple of hours getting to know some fellow soul sisters before and then get to the show?
Nice. Love that.
So she also mentioned an app called Time Left. And when I was in India, one of the guys on the retreat also mentioned this. This is like kind of a global opportunity. It's in most major cities where you sign up and you are assigned a group of people to go to dinner with.
Oh,
yeah. So like, I was talking to Joseph about this on the trip to India, and he was saying he's met about 100 people. He lives in Tokyo. He's met about 100 people doing it, and he's got, I think he said, between 7 and 10 like actual friends from it.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
So it's a subscription service, but if you have the money, it's probably worthwhile, because you do, there will be some really good networking opportunities. And maybe love opportunities. Who knows?
Yeah. Do you know what? One of the fascinating things that I think you could ever do in your life is go for dinner in Japan.
Oh, yes.
Like what? What are they eating? Sushi just all the time.
No, I asked Joseph this. They're not.
What? What are they eating?
They're not eating sushi. That's a global misconception. That's just a stereotype.
So go on, tell us.
So, they're big into their meat.
Mm.
So there's, you know, there's lots of barbecuing going on. like lots of ramens going on, like lots of Yamamori, actually, when he was talking about the food, felt the closest to what kind of meals Japan are enjoying. And he said there's a bit of sushi, but there's just like sashimi and stuff. But really, it's not commonplace.
Yeah, like their sushi is probably like their equivalent of a chicken fillet roll. Do you know?
Yeah, exactly.
When's the last time you had a chicken fillet roll?
Oh my God. Myself and a few Irish gals over here have been threatening to go to East London because there is now a really well-known stall at a market over in, I don't know if it's Broadway Market or something over in East London that serves like all the Irish delicacies. So the chicken fillet roll, the spice bag, the 3-in-1.
I've never had a spice bag.
Me neither. No.
Are we losers?
Well, like, here's the thing, right? The only time I would have ever really had a spice bag is after a heap of pints or booze. And like, imagine putting in spice in on top of all that acidic alcohol. Like, you're going to wake up the next morning and wish you never did wake up.
Yeah, I'd like a really nice spice bag, like the chips, peppers, onion.
Without the spice or with the spice?
No, with the spice, without the chicken.
Okay, yeah. Ooh, without the chicken. What's wrong with the chicken?
Well, yeah, no, I'm not. Just not into chicken.
Ever?
No.
I'm glad we've established that now after 9 seasons that I know that you are off the meat at the moment. That's good to know.
Yeah.
But before we move on from Ali's message, I would just love to just sit with it for a second and say, you know, ask you and then I'll ask myself, where is it we come across pals or new friends or new connections right now?
Yeah, I think it's definitely doing, first of all, figuring out what you love, whether that's hiking, running, reading. You need to join a group that has similar interests because that's where you're going to find your people, right?
Agreed.
A cooking class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but the great thing about running or hiking is that you're shoulder to shoulder. It's not that awkward. You can have a casual chat. But then, you know, just what you were saying there about the connecting people on WhatsApp, like on our trips, we have solo WhatsApp groups. So that's, say, for example, Claire would put in, I'm going for a coffee at 8 a.m. to Brooklyn. Does anyone want to come? And then all of a sudden there's 8 people standing in reception. They all go off to Brooklyn together. They're still in a WhatsApp group a year later and they're friends, you know, but you have to put yourself out there.
You do. You're right. I think that's lovely, actually. The other thing I would suggest is what I'm doing at the moment is my French class.
Mm.
So I'm about 4 weeks into the French and it's me and men, actually. It's just me and men. They're Brits and me. But it's
you should write a book and call it that.
The Brits and me.
Yeah.
Me and the Brits. But we're on Zoom and it comes easier, even though you think it won't. It actually does come easier to you at this age in your life, at a point in your life. And then again, it's just that seeing yourself as part of a group with a common goal, like kind of sort of cheering each other on when you're being asked questions, laughing when you get it wrong. It's just major outside the comfort zone stuff, but it's really, really, I must say after every class, I'm like this, wow, bravo, you know?
I was going to say, what's wow in French? You nailed it. Okay, into recommends. I'm so excited for my recommends this week. What do you have for us?
Oh, well then, you've teased that beautifully. Go for it.
It's finally time for me to recommend one of the greatest cookbooks that I've come across. It's Donal Skean's Real-Time Recipes.
Ooh.
Get dinner on the table in 30 minutes or less. Donal Skean's new book. It is so good. So he has a section on chicken, meat, fish, and shellfish, salad-ish bowls. So it's like salad-y stuff, but like for dinner. meat-free, a whole section on meat-free, and then a whole section on pasta and noodles.
Yum.
So my favourite, okay, I'm going to give you three of my favourite recipes. He has brock and cheese, like mac and cheese, but with broccoli.
Oh, delish.
So good. The other thing that I love, dal and crispy collie. So it's a dal with cauliflower, crispy cauliflower on top.
Oh, yum.
Divine. And then I'm going to hit you with a third one. Sizzling turmeric oil fish. So it's basically monk fish with ginger fish sauce and turmeric. And it looks absolutely divine. You'd find that in India now, would you?
Yes, you would. Fish sauce. Surprisingly tasty.
Yes.
You know, I often add that to my curries. And I smell it and I go, this should be off-putting, really, in a bottle, but it's delicious.
So Donal Skean's new book, put it on your Christmas list, because do you know what I love about Donal? His stuff is easy to make.
Yeah. You and know? Also, do you know what I like about this as well? We're going back to books. You know, because how long have we been languishing in the watching videos? Like, I sometimes think to myself, you are so lucky you live alone. Because, you know, when you take you watch a video recipe on socials and you play it approx 25 or 30 times before you get the detail.
Yeah.
I'm like, nobody would put up with this, Claire. There he goes again. There he goes again. There he goes again. Same information over and over. So let's use our eyes rather than our ears.
What's your little guilty pleasure? Like, you know, if you're cooking, would you ever watch something like something?
Well, at the moment, I am absolutely loving The Morning Show. It is. So Jennifer Aniston and so Billy Crudup. Billy Crudup, by the way, walked by me the other day in the BBC.
Wait, hold on a second. Is he?
Corey. Corey Ellison.
What?
Married to Naomi Watts in the real life.
You're absolutely joking me. Is he?
Yeah. So Saturday actually was a superstar Saturday in the BBC the other day. I was sitting there and I could hear Billy Crudup's voice. You'll know him. What else was Billy Crudup in? What else has he been in?
This season I was like, do I kind of fancy him a bit? No, I don't.
You do. You definitely
do. No, I don't.
Well, you definitely do. He's gorgeous.
Oh my God, I can't believe he's married to Naomi Watts.
Yeah, because remember she was with Liv Schreiber and then that all.
Oh God. We're talking about Corey from The Morning Show. Just in case anyone hasn't seen it, you need to watch The Morning Show. It is so good. It's on Apple.
I'll tell the story. So basically he's in a play with an Irish girl called Denise Gough, actually. And it's on in the West End now, between now and Christmas. And I was in the office working and I'd heard his voice before I saw him. I was like, oh my God, Billy Crudup is coming towards me. And Zoe Ball is completely obsessed with him. It's the first thing she said when she came in. She was like, did you see Billy Crudup? And I was like, yeah. Well, what happened was he was walking up to my right hand side. So if I'm looking at my computer on the right hand side, there's a big long corridor or like walkway. I could hear him coming and I was thinking, okay, when he gets to where you are, just turn around and look.
And say, hey, and don't like have a shaky neck, just like one smooth turn.
Yeah, just glance up. Do you think I could do it? No, last minute looked away.
What?
I know. And by the way, if you're watching, no spoilers, but if you're watching The Morning Show or you're kind of like, you're sort of 1 foot in, 1 foot out. This series is exceptional. Would you agree?
Well, I started the first two episodes. I was like, oh, they've lost it. But then I got so into it.
Whoever's writing those episodes, bravo.
Do you know what though? I have been so ill for the last two weekends. I've been like raw dogging it, watching it. No wine, no snacks, no popcorn, nothing.
Laptop in the bed sort of a job?
No, like head on the couch.
Oh yeah. Head on the husband's lap. Like
no. No, no.
No, no, no. I'm married for God's sake. Why would I do that? Yeah, you can I just say, right, just a little minor rant. You marrieds, yeah, and you girls in a long-term relationship, you absolutely ruin romance for me. As a single woman who's waited most of her life for love, I do not speak to my marrieds anymore because I'm like, do you know what I need? I just need a man's love and affection in my life. And every single married person says to me, no, you don't. That's definitely not what you need. You don't need that.
Okay, so what's your recommend?
So I'm also, funnily enough, I've also gone for something foodie. Anna Hall, Irish chef, originally from Dublin, has an incredible restaurant in Chelsea called Myrtle. Now, you may have also heard of Anna Hall because you'd have seen her on a lot of the food programmes on the telly over here in the UK. She has just been announced as the judge on the new MasterChef with Grace Dent. Go on, the Irish. So my friend, Alan Sweeney, the Vivian's vet, you know, me and Al are good pals now. He's a massive foodie. And he said to me, you know what we have to do? We need to go to Myrtle Restaurant and try the 7-course Taste of Ireland menu. Now, it was Carlingford oysters, St. Tullagh's goat's cheese, Clonakilty black pud, Burren beef, Carrageen chocolate mousse. Next door is the Wee Sister Wine Bar. And they've got a great Christmas menu. If you are coming to London, if you live in London or you're coming to London, it is a costly night out, but you will not regret it. And you're supporting the Irish.
Oh, fabulous. Great recommends, Claire. So what are you doing for the week?
I'm coming home actually this week. I'm going to Sound Waves Podcast Festival and the Irish Podcast Awards. So that's on Wednesday and Thursday. So I'll have gossip from that for you.
Fab. I got the Power of Women Awards, VIP magazine on Friday, and Scott's coming over later.
What are you doing?
It's so funny. I have a dicky hip.
Code four.
So Simon, my running coach, was like, you need to go see Scott before we get into the Alps training. So Scott's coming tonight, 6:30. So I said to Jamie yesterday, what do I need to shave?
Make yourself scarce.
What do I need to shave? What am I pulling my clothes up or pulling them down? So Scott's coming over and yeah, I am just, it's all systems go for the National Concert Hall. I'll leave a link for tickets in the show notes. I think actually if we get a big response, I might start a solo National Concert Hall WhatsApp group so people can all plan in there.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea and thanks for it. Excellent. So, you know the way I don't reveal who the guests are. Mm-hmm. I will say this. If you are a fan of the Good Glow, you know, if you're into the Good Glow, if you're into what we do, this is, I think, our best show yet. So it's going to be, we're throwing everything at it. I'm really excited for it. So yeah, 6th of December, Saturday at 7 p.m. Fabulous. Thank you so much, Claire. Oh God, you're coming home to Ireland. What flight are you on?
Straight to Shannon. Heathrow to Shannon and back.
Aer Lingus. Ah, fabulous.
I'll send you the number so you can track me.
Yes, please do. Yeah, I will track you as I always do when you're on a flight. I just want you to feel loved.
Yes.
You are so loved by all of us soul sisters. So can't wait to talk to you next week. And yeah, good to see you.
Bye.
Huge thanks to Colgate for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Guess what? From today onwards, the 11th of November, to the Colgate Max Wide Ultra is half price in Dunn's till the 5th of January. So stocking fillers, pick gifts for your friends, whiter teeth in just 3 days, Christmas party coming up, whatever you have going on, get it into the basket and get it home and onto your teeth.